Gmor's maskola is kulu mushaf nezna. Inside, shua tovi venuz from the word shatnez. Inside, that it's mufne for a hekesh. So, inside, that it's mufne for a hekesh. Inside, that we learn shua tovi venuz. So, it says, Mirxiv shatnez, velixiv kilai, shamin and shua tovi venuz. Okay, so we know shua tovi venuz. So, from where we have a yitu. ומדלוי כסיב שועה טובי ונוס בהתיה שמינן דלהפנו יקוס למדרס מוחי. So Tesis is explaining Maskonas a Gemara from where, what is the mufne for the drosha? The word shatnes. The Gemara says we need the word shatnes for shua tovi venus. And the Gemara answers kulu mishatnes. אם כן נכתב שטנז לא אמר לי שניים להפלוי, הקט לצוריך עד שיהיה שוע טובי ונוס, and the Gemara says, אלו כולו מושטנז. So what is the answer? You said that the word kilayim is not enough, because I need to learn שוע טובי ונוס. So if I need to learn שוע טובי ונוס, so I don't have an extra word. זוג the Gemara, כולו מושטנז. זוג תסס, the חשבן is like this. If the Torah doesn't want to write nothing, so we have an extra word kilai. The Torah writes shatnez instead of kilayim, so it's not only because it's mufne, because for the mufne would it be enough to write beget sema pishtim kilayim lo yala alecho. Because with that, so we don't need the word kilayim or we don't need the word shatnez. It's enough to say beget sema pishtim lo yala alecho. But it has an extra word for mufne. So the Gemara so write kilayim. Why it says shatnez? Shua tovu venus. So maybe I need it for shua tovu venus. They says, so the drosh is why it doesn't say beged semo v'pishtim shua tovu venus. Why it says shatnes shmami lo lafnuye. This is the Gemara. The Sarosh says on this Tesfas is the first place in Shas that he found that the Torah writes shorter and it becomes a drosh. What is easier? Shatnes, it's cool. It's cool to shelf. You're asking me, you know why the word is extra? Because the Torah couldn't write Beget Sema V'Pishtim Shua Tovi V'Nuz Loyale Alecho, and the Torah written Beget Kilayim Shatnez Loyale Alecho. So while the Torah written Beget Kilayim Shatnez Loyale Alecho, it's a riot that is not only for Shua Tovi V'Nuz, it's also for the Droshim. That's also for the drosha. Frek Tei Sarosh, Alamol, it's better to write shorter. Loi motzanu kazu b'chol ha-shas, that the extra word is farvos shteit shua tovi venuz. Farvos shteit nishkin shua v'tovi venuz v'shei shatnes. This is what Tei Sarosh asks, that is not mashma. So the Tei Sarosh himself says, the Gemara means faker. About a shatnes, puts everything together. The Gemara says, now that it says shatnez, so I know that it has to be together, so why I need yachdov? Before you told me you need yachdov for shtei tchifos. That it has to be together. And the word shatnez, it says that it has to be together. So after it says shatnez, first the Gemara said, why it says yachdov? The Gemara says, I need Yachtov, because without Yachtov, I would not know that you have to have Shtei Tchifos. But now that it says Shatnez, I know that it has to be mixed together. So the word Yachtov is extra. So while the word Yachtov is extra, so the Gemara doesn't mean to darshan from the word Shatnez, she means to darshan from the word Yachtov. So Tei Sarosh, but this is only Lefi Rashi, that Shatnez means that it's mixed together. So the yachdov is extra. Masha'ing lefi teisves, that the word shua tovi venuz doesn't mean together. Shua tovi venuz means a string from shua, a string from nuz, that the string is made properly, but not shatnez doesn't mean that they're all hooked together. Lefi teisves, only the yachdov puts them together. Shatnez is only the tzura sachut. So lefi teisves, zok teisarosh, you couldn't say my pshat. So the main Taisus has to say a different pshat that I don't like. Mashengil lefi Rashi zog the Taisa Rosh, I could go back and say that after the word shatnez, the word yachtov is extra, and I take it don't need the yachtov because I could learn everything from shatnez. This is the Taisus Rosh. You have to know lefi Reb Chaim is nishtemes, because lefi Reb Chaim shatnez was one kind of kilaim, yachtov was a different kind of kilaim. If the Torah would not write Yachdov, I would not know the whole stencil. The whole stencil is that it's one kilayim shatnez, and there it has to be mamish together, and it's one tzem of a pishdim Yachdov. So, and they saroshitly state that b'das Rashi d'loik Reb Chaim. Okay, so we have kashas. We have kashas. Rashi doesn't say nothing in our sugya if he dashes like this or he dashes like that. I'm saying, again, it's a matni gemara. We need an extra word. So, the gemara, the extra word is. Why does it say kilayim? So the Gemara, I need it for sure, Tov Venus. The Gemara, kulu mishatnes. What is the answer? There's no extra word. I need shatnes for sure, Tov Venus. So there's no word extra. So Taisa says, no. The Taisa could have written before Shua Tov Venus. She uses that interesting word. That is a raya for smuchi. Taisa Rosh, lo imotzanu bekol ha-teri kulu. When it's shorter, it becomes a drosha. So Taisa Rosh, the drosha is why I need yachdo. Now Yachdov is extra. After it says Shatnez, the word Yachdov is extra. So it's only Lefi Taisus that Shatnez is Lefi Rashi that Shatnez is put together. So I don't need the Yachdov. Mashengel Lefi Taisus that Shatnez is not put together. So the mele I need the word Yachdov to tell me it's put together. As I said, it's a rosh. So he says in Echnami Taisus she tells it that I could not say my pshat. So he said this pshat. Mashengel Lefi Rashi we could say that pshat. But just Messiah that Lefi Reb Chaim it's an ishto asazach. But Lefi Reb Chaim is one parsha of Shatnez and it's one parsha of Yachdo. This is Be'etzem the Tzusa de Shmaise. It's interesting, the Ramban and the Rashbo here, they also bother. Where is the Drosha of Maskone? I need the word Shua Tov Venus to tell me that it's Shua Tov Venus. So it says Shatnez. So the Ramban and the Rashbo say, also like Pesach Rosh, the word Yachdo is extra. I zog the Ramban and the Rashba, it's not extra, because I don't know from Shatnez that the beged has to be together. They say the Gemara means, why does it say the Tere, beged semer upishtim shatnezim lo yale alecha. The Loshon Rabim, shatnezim. While it says shatnez, it means that it's one. So the mele, I don't need the yachdo. This is the Ramban and the Rashba. That it says shatnez, the drosha is the maskone. Kulu mishatnez means, shatnez means shua tovi venuz, but why it says shatnez, not beged shatnezim?
I'm the last one
that understands. I don't know. Rabban Rashba states that the right word is shatnezim. If it says shatnez, it means together, so yachdov is extra. So by answer we have three pshotim, it's biluchis pshat. The Gemara says we have a drosha. We have a drosha. Mufne is the extra word that is mufne. What is the extra word that is mufne? Shatnez. So I need it for sure, Tov Venus. Kulu mishatnez nafke. What is the answer? It's not a mufne. So Taisa says, write it long. Taisa says, Le Shomanu. The Teretz says, the Yachdov is extra. Because now that I know that it's one beged, like Rashi, that it's knit together and sewed together and combed together, I don't need the Yachdov. But if it tastes, we can't say it, and we ask the Kasha on the Chai. The Rishonim also say that the Yachdov is extra. From Shatnez, we don't know Yachdov. If it tastes, it's only what kind of thread, that it's comb and tovu and shazu, but we don't know Yachdov. So in the Rishonim, the word Shatnezim is extra. The word Shatnezim, it could have said, had to be written Shatnezim. It says Shatnez, it means it's together. So the Yachdov is extra. This is Pshat. It's interesting, and I'm saying, Ten Lechocho Meyech Kamoid, that Rashi did not say nothing. There's no Rashi. Rashi is a Shver Gemara B'Pshat. Where is the Mufna? It's in Ishtok in Rashi. Well, Mam Shech Teisus. V'im Toim Ha'ar, V'din Melech Kederho V'Lechut Ko'osi, L'mid Rasmuchim D'Tzema V'Pishtim Poitrim Av Shaloi B'Minom, U'Milonom D'Osi L'Mishri Kilayim B'Tzitzis. Eilech Enam, we have Smuchim. Maybe the smuchim came to say that tzema v'pishtim v'pishtim b'tzema, but not that tzema poiter b'kol aminim, pishtim poiter b'kol aminim, So we learn out everything from that. Zog tesis weiter. Vim toima. Veheichi alfinen be'alme mehoche shayni kilayim dehutro michlolo yetzel big de kihuna. So now there's two parts of tesis. The first part of big de kihuna and then a seif haskotchi. We'll start today the first part of tesis. Tesis is asking a kasha. We learn out that esef tzitzis is deiche kilayim is a raya that esef deiche loisese bekol ha-teire kula. Frek tesis kilayim is a avere that sometimes is schwach. So b'meile, you write that by tzitzis is not schwach. But you can bring a raya from esef tzitzis deiche kilayim that esef could be deiche evi loisese bekol ha-teire kula. Maybe because of the kulo esek cannot be doicha loisase. Here the esek has a koyach to be doicha loisase because this loisase has shvachkeit. This loisase has shvachkeit. What is the shvachkeit of the loisase? What is the shvachkeit of the loisase? Shehuta michlolo im bebigdei kehuna. Tesis understood in the kash shehuta michlolo means that when a Kohen makes big the kihuna, he's allowed to wear the kilayim, not mitzad eser deicha loisase. This is the way Hashem made said to make big the kihuna. The mashal of hutal michlolo is chaylev. We're not allowed to eat chaylev from an animal, from a behema. A chaylev of a chaya we're allowed to eat. So not every chaylev is also. The mashal dam, we're not allowed to eat dam of any animal. Luyitzer would be aloha that we're only not allowed to eat dam of cows. But dam of sheep we're allowed to eat. So dam will become a shvacher isu. Dam will become a shvacher isu. So frek teisves, val kilayim is a shvacher isu. Shehutar michloloi bebigdei kehuna. So don't learn out that esed deichaloisese, and we see that esed tzitzis. As deicha kilayim, that kol ha-terikulo esek be deicha loisase. Maybe be kol ha-terikulo esek cannot be deicha loisase. This esef kiloisase of kilayim is a shvach elav. A shvach elav you could be deicha. Who said you to be deicha evi lav? The yeshleimar zog teisus ha-yesoid. Ve-oimeri, the hosom nami mishum de-osi esek de bigdei kehuna ve-dochi lav de kilayim. Ve-ein zehutar michlolot. As Mechadish Teisves, that Big the Kehuna is not mitzah that it's Hutar Michlolo that it was never also. It's Midin Ese of Big the Kehuna is Doiche Isur Kilayim. So Teisves has a kasha. If that is the case, so why I need to learn out Ese Doiche Loises of Kilayim Betzitzis? Every coin is allowed to wear Big the Kehuna. It's a right that Ese Doiche Loises is much easier. Tzitzis doesn't say you're allowed to have Kilayim. Says gedilim tasa lechol esid bashkilayim yelato. Says big the kihuna, v'osu lehem bigodim sheish chaylas argomer tel hashoni. Oh, it's kilayim. And state that he's allowed to wear it. So state es deichaloisus. So normally I thought that tesis is hutar michloloi. It's a different parsha. But if it's a different parsha, so kilayim was not said near michlal. So we can learn out even from es deichaloisus from kilayim betzitzis. So tesis, it's not mitzad hutar bichloloi, it's mitzad esed deichaloisus. For tesis to learn out from there, v'yeshloimar v'yu ilav kilayim b'gdikun elo yavim botzi lemeilav ba'alme v'shum debitzvos v'kach u'min acher yefshar lekayim mitzvos k'mo shperashi del delay alfin el meishesach v'oy v'tzarech avoy nashay en for tesis v'ay mitzvos v'kach. So b'meila, we don't learn out from there. It's avad. It's in the parsha of Esed Eichaloisase. It's in the parsha of Esed Eichaloisase. Oh, but you can learn out from there. So be'etzem shteit in Teisves a yesoi that big the kehuna has also mitzad Esed Eichaloisase. You could have said that like that, but state in Teisves that Big the Kihuna, the reason Big the Kihuna you're allowed to have kilayim, it's eser deichaloisis. When Azay steht in Rambam, in Perek Yud Mihilchis Kilayim, the Rambam brings down Perek Yud Mihilchis Kilayim, Aloche Lamed Beis, Koyanim Shalov Shu Bigde Al Kahuno, Shaloi Beshaas Avoido, Afilu Bamikta Shloikim, Meshaavnet Kilayim, Velo Yutru Elo Beshaas Avoido, Shu Mitzvahs Ese, Kmo Yatzitzis. So the Rambam says the Koyanim are allowed to Beshaas Avoido like Tzitzis. But Shaloi Beshaas HaAvoida, they get Malkus. So the Rambam Be'etzem is learning like Shitas Ateisves. That the reason that Eser Deichaloi, that the Big Dikehuna, you're allowed to wear Kilayim, is Mitzad Eser Deichaloises. Frek de Shagasarye and Simen Choftesen and Simen Lamed, a starke kashi. And the Ochlaner Bayos brings down, in the copies of the Ochlaner, he brings down Mesudah, the two, three kashas and the Rambam. We paskin la alochet that like Tesvis, that the reason that you're allowed to wear, Koyanim are allowed to wear the kahuna with kilayim, it's an eser deichaloisis. As a alochet, the Gemara says mefurish, only b'shas ha'avoida they're allowed to. Shaloi b'shas ha'avoido, they're not allowed to. It's a Gemara in Erechim. Koyanim are not allowed to wear big dikahuna shaloi b'shas ha'avoido. The Teretz is like Teisves. It's mitzad eser deichaloisis. And the Mele, you're not allowed to shaloi b'shas da'avoido. Frek der Shagasar, so how the Koyan puts on the begodim? Is a kaimelon that eser deichaloisis only be'id. What is the case of Be'idna? I'll give you an example. A person wants to shech the behema in Yontif. You're allowed to. But after you shech, there's a mitzvah of kisui adam. You need offal. You don't have offal. You have to dig. You're allowed to dig to get offal or not. The halacha is you're not allowed to. Why? When you dig, you're not going to carry the mitzvah is to cover. So Eser Deichaloisis is only if they're attached together. A Kohen wants to be over the Avoida. There's a halacha that a Kohen that has a Nega is posul la Avoida. You take a knife, take off the Nega, and over the Avoida. Or if he has a Yabel, it's a wound. He's not allowed to be over. If you chop it off, you're allowed to be over. Maybe they could come back. That's a halacha. Kohen also by Yabelis. He's about to be over, and he finds a Yabelis in Shabbos. So the Gemara says, he calls his friend, he bites it off. Because it's Shinui, it's only the Rabbanu. Oh, but to take a knife, why not? Eser Deichaloisis. Yontef. So the Gemara, it's not Be'idme. When you take off the warren, there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah has to be in the same time. Till the Minchaschino fake the famous Kasha, Tesis wants the Pruvu Vuh, Bidoicha the Isuf and Avodim. Why Mishu Chotzi Evan, Chotzi Ben Choyrim, Meshacherim Oisoi. Like this is the proof of when you have the kid, how you could do the beer. So this is the chaschil of the mitzvah to do the beer. Hakadosh Baruch Hu does the rest. Rather, the cube of the mitzvah when you have a kid, but the ma'aser mitzvah is the beer. But as a klal, you have to have be'idne. If it's not be'idne, it's not doicha. Frek de shagasar ye if big de kihuna, the mitzvah is mitzvah eser doicha loisus b'shas de avoido. They're putting on the kilayim shalai b'shas da'avoyda. Look at the Ochlaner inside. Harambam, I'm just misakim the whole shagasari b'kzor. Kosav koyanim shalov shu b'gdi kehuno shalai b'shas da'avoyda afilu b'migda shloiki. U'b'shuvet shagasari yehik shalafim ha'mivur b'divri Harambam de'edra kilayim b'gdi kehuno mishum eser da'avoyda doicha lo yisase. Hari lo yehave be'idne. The b'shas shu'o iver ala lo yisase de kilayim akad de'ine b'kayim eser da'avoido ve'ine kush yezu yikshu gam al divri ha'teisas da'oche shekosu gam ken de mashemuto kilayim b'big de kihuno hu mitam eser da'icha lo yisase. What you tell me maybe he efshar b'in yanach. Sometimes when we ask the kashi, remember yibum eser da'icha lo yisase, we said in the end a lot of tirutzi. You touch her, they sick her wound before you do the beer. So sometimes is the efsha being yanach. But that will answer. So, but there's no way. Kohen has to put on the clothes to do the avodah. But what is the kilayim? The avnet, the Rambam says. So why is no chiyuv to the kohen to put the avnet, the last one on? Oit kosher. But the das Rambam yilbash abgodim sheyesh yom kilayim ba'achroinu somuch la'avodah. Ve'oit kosher. A third kasha freik da'uch lamer. The das Rambam. HaKoyen Godl lo yavid kol yamayis ha-shono chutz miyayim ha-kipurim. It's really a big chidush. Kefshor she'efshor lekayim ha-mitzvah sa-avoyde b'koyen hedyot she'ein b'godov kilayim. You want, you're telling me the koyen wants to do it, it doesn't make a difference. It's called efshor lekayim shteyim. The Gemara says, the Moshe, if a kid has a bris mila, and in the mokim of the mila on top, he has a nega. So when you have a mitzvah esse, when you chop it off, you're over on the isuv, if you shama benega atzoratz. So the Gemara says, the father has an inyan to take off the nega. A stranger doesn't care if the kid has. So it's enem iskaven. So the Gemara says, if someone else is standing there, the father is not allowed to do it. It's efshar b'inyan achar. So he has three kashas. It's shaloi be'idne, frekdesh agasari, it's shaloi be'idne. And val shaloi be'idne, so what is the heter? Second kash is, why he doesn't have to put the avnet? Vos mi de kohen godl? So before we answer this, I want to say, Tesis and Menoches Daf Mem Aleph, remember we had Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that Tzitzis is Eser Becheloiseseh, but it's Hutro mikoyach tchuyo, and you're allowed to wear the tzitzis even by night. Or even by night, you're allowed to wear the tzitzis. Even by night. Not only when you mikayim the mitzvah, even by night, you're allowed to wear the tzitzis. We hold Shitas Rambam, tzitzis is only mutar bayoy. Over Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, it's called Hutro mikoyach tchuyo, you're allowed to wear the tzitzis by night. So Tesis and Menoches Mem Aleph brings down one shita that the big Nikiruno is Hutro Mikoyach Tchuyo. It's Eser Deicheloisese, but it's already Mutar even Shelo'i Meshas Ta'avoida. This is the reason the Kohen is allowed to put it down in the morning. The Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear it the whole day. He doesn't have to put on the Avnet only in the last moment. But this is good if Yishitas Rabbeinu Tam. That tzitzis and big de kihuna is hutro mikoyach tchuyo, it's eser deichaloisese, like tzitzis. But after the heter, it's very hutro mikoyach tchuyo, and we explain why. Because this mitzvah every time in the end will have to be done like that. So Hashem already was matir it from the beginning. So lefi that, everything is good. But in Rambam shteit nishta ze. The Loshon HaRambam, the Chanel brings me in the beginning, Koyen Shelovash Bigde Avoido Shel Kuhuno Sheloim Beshasa Avoido Afilu Bamigdash Leike. So the Rambam doesn't learn like Rabbeinu Tam that it's Hutro Mikoyach Tchuyo, and if you wear the Bigde Kuhuno in the beginning, it's okay. So if the Rambam doesn't learn that it's Hutro Mikoyach Tchuyo, so we have the kasha, the Rambam holds it's like tesis, that it's a regular eser deicheloisus. And shalui b'shasa avoida, you get malchus. So frek deishagasari, you get three kashas. One kasha is shalui beidne, how he puts on the clothes. Beis, even if you find a pesiteres that is a hechsher and he doesn't have a brayer, we'll see later if it works or not. Aber mikol mukon, let him to put on the avnet ba'achroino, only the avnet has the kilayim, and the Rambam doesn't say a difference if avnet or not avnet. And the third kasha is stating that Kohen Gadol leivish bigdei kehuna kol hayoyim. Why is allowed to? Because Kohen Gadol is allowed to be in the bigdei kehuna. Frank, there, what is the heter of the Kohen Gadol to wear the bigdei kehuna? If the Kohen Gadol, the Shmoyne Bgodim have kilayim. And Varshma and the Begodim have Kilayim. So Lechua is no heter. Mechur is Lohet. Why? Because Efshar al de Yisrael. Zog no Uchlaner, the Shagasariah has a Toes. If you see Gund Uchlaner, when he brings the Shagasariah, look at the first three lines of the Uchlaner. הרמב״ם כוסף כהנים שלא פשוט בגדיקו לשלם בשעס אבוידה אפילו במקדש לא הגיד ובשוט שגסר יאיק שולפי מה שמבור בדברי הרמב״ם בהתר גילאי ובגדיקו לנו מטעם עשת דאבוידו דויך לא יסוס פרקטרת שלא יבא איתנה אף דלאס וון כהן גודל אפשר על ידי כהן הדיר זוג דאוך לנר דמיצווה זנת מיצווס אבוידו. The mitzvah is mitzvahs levishas bigdei kehuna. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs and Mitzvah Lamed Gimel brings down levishas abgodim letzeirech avoido hi mitzvahs eset. As a mitzvahs eset to wear bigdei kehuna b'shas de'avoido. So the mitzvah is when you're about to oived, wear bigdei kehuna. When you're about to be oived, we're big the kehuna. That is the mitzvah says. B'meile, this is be'idne. It's not the avoido. The levisha sabgodim from a kind of the mitzvah, that is the mitzvah. The levisha sabgodim is the mitzvah. And while the levisha sabgodim is the mitzvah, while the levisha sabgodim is the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to make a maaseh levisha. So b'meila, this is called be'idne. If the avoido is the mitzvah, so putting on the clothes, it's a second before you're doing the avoido. Taking off the baheres before you oived. Digging before you're covering the dam. But if the mitzvah is to wear b'godim b'shas the avoido, I mean the mitzvah is not when I'm cutting with a knife to put on the clothes. I can't do both together. The mitzvah is wear the clothes and cut. So the levisha is the ma'aseh mitzvah. Doctor, if you look good in tesvos, that's what stayed in tesvos. No. Yeah? So I'm a re. The hosom nami mishum the osi esa the big day kehuna, not esa the avoida. The Shagasari understood that it's the esa of avoida. The Shagasari understood that it's the esa of avoida. So Meile, frag the Shagasari, the Shagasari understood there's no mitzvah to wear clothes. The mitzvah is to be oived for Beis HaMikdash. You need clothes for doing the avoida. Frag ter, it's shaloi be'idne. The avoida is the mitzvah. The wearing of the clothes is the hechsher. It's shalei b'shas da'avayda. So when they reflect that it's not be'idne, put the after the last one. Vos mit kohen gadol. Zog they the mitzvah is levishas b'godim b'shas da'avayda. Not da'avayda. Shagasari understood there's no mazundere mitzvah from b'godim. The mitzvah avoido. The esef tomid is deich hekilayim. It's like when I do tomid, the esef tomid is deich hekilayim. When I do musaf, the esef musaf is deich hekilayim. But when I get dressed in the room before I come in, I'm not mekayim a mitzvah. If you look at the Rambam and look at Lashon HaTesis, it's a mitzvah to wear bigdei kehuna. So while it's a mitzvah to wear bigdei kehuna, so when I'm wearing the bgodim, this is be'idne. This is be'idne. When I'm wearing the bgodim, this is Bain. So while when I'm wearing the Bgodim, this is Bain. B'meile, it's not Shwe, Avade. Only Letzerech HaAvoide. Zog the Rambam, Koyen Shalovash Bgodim Shaloi B'Shas HaAvoide Loike. Although when he's about to do the Avoide, he has the mitzvah. And Vali has a mitzvah. So all of the mitzvahs are the same mitzvahs. The Avne, the Ozeb Bgodim, so it doesn't make a difference. Is a gemara that the kohen gadol loivesh bgodim kol hayom. So that is a dain shver. What is the heter of the kohen gadol to be loivesh bgodim kol hayom? says the Buskerov said that the Gemara says in Shavuos that when the Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz, it's meratze al tumas mikdash vekadosha. So be'etzem we need the clothes of the Kohen Gadol the whole time for the avoida. So b'meila the whole time when he's wearing it, it's called zman avoida. Till here, it's glad. Zog the Beis Halevi, but when you see the Rambam inside, is one more Tosefta. The Rambam in Perek Yud Mikilayim Aloche Lamed Beis, the Rambam is klar. Koyanim shelopshu bigdei kehuna sheloi b'shas avoido afilu b'migdash loikim mipnei ha'avnet shu kilayim v'loyutru elo b'shas avoido shimitz v'kmoy tzitzis. The Raived is choylek on the Rambam. Oymer Avram tov b'zeh שאמרי אומרו מיומה בפרק בו לכהן גודל במקדוש אפילו שלא ידע שעשה אבוי דמותו. So the Raivad is bringing a Raivad from כהן גודל. He's not מחלק in between כהן הדיות and כהן גודל. זוג the Raivad state that the whole day is no איסו. State the כהן גודל where is the big the כהונה כל היום. Break the Raivet, what is the heter? What is the heter of the Kohen Gadol to wear big the kahuna kol hayom? So Vaistois, the Raivet is choylek, and the Raivet learns that you're allowed to wear big the kahuna kol hayom. You have to know, maybe it's Gemara, it's not like that in the Mefarshim asks. Oh, but what is the Avonet? The Teretz says, the Raivet learn like the Hava Minev Teisvis Bayos, that big the kehuna is hutar michlolo. We have to remember, the Salevi said, we have to remember, Tesis was posher to him before we learn Yevom Ezeo Mudbeis, and Tesis as kashas and terutzim, that big the kehuna is hutar michlolo. Meaning that like Chalev Chayo was never also, Val Hashem said that the Koyanim is material and the clothes is kilayim, there was never isur kilayim, even Shalei B'Shas Tavoy. At least in Beis Hamikdash, it's Hutar Michlolo. Tesis asked the Kasha, so make a pirche. Don't learn out, as it's the Chikilayim, make a pirche. And for Tesis, it's not Hutar Michlolo, it's Esed Echeloises. For Tesis, Esed Echeloises, learn out from here. No, mitzvah se bekach, so we can learn out from here. This is the Tesis. We ask the Kasha, so it's not the Ibne. Why the Avnet to the Kohen Gadol? And we answer what we answer. The Raivad that holds that it's not a Yisur. The Raivad learned it's not Mitzvah Esed Echeloises. Now, not only Stam that we're saying a Shtikul Teire B'das Araivad. Listen carefully. It's not Stam a Shtikul Teire B'das Araivad. It's a Sach Tifa. Be'etzem, Tesis has a Kasha. We have to know the Gemara finished. Here we have a dot. Ashkechon S.E.S. Adech Aleis Zegreide. Leis Shiesh Bekoros Midochi. We finished. We learn out S.E.S.E.S.E. We have one more part of the thesis in a second. But we finished to learn out S.E.S.E.S.E. Frick Thesis, learn it out from B.D. Kehuna. Thesis says, Mitzvos Bekach, you don't learn it out from there. The Raivin and the Posh the Teretz. Why the Gemara never bought Big Dikihuna? I'll tell you why the Gemara never bought Big Dikihuna. There it's Hutta Michlola, it's Michlola Mishkin Isu. The Raivin is from our Sugya. Mishkin Zaitike. That's good. It's time. Like the Rambam and the Raivin, and we're learning every day different Zaitike Zaitike. The Raivin took out from our Sugya that Hutta Michlola is Muta. That Kilayim be Big Dikihuna is not in the Parsha. Ho'raya, we have a whole Sugya, Esed Echaloi, Sese Kilayim be Tzitzis, back and forth, and we're not mentioning a word. Doesn't big the kiluna. Taisa says, "You're saying mitzvos bekach. You could learn, you cannot learn. No. It's hutar michlolay. It's hutar michlolay. The man is not in the parasha michlal. Taisa had a kasha. If it's hutar michlolay, make a pirche. So the rabbi will answer the pirche. So we come out of the maize. We have three drachim and big the kiluna." Shittas HaTesvis and the Rambam, and the way the Ochlaner explains it, it's a regular Esa Deicheloises, and it's only Mutter B'Shaz Da'avoida. Shalei B'Shaz Da'avoida, the Kohanim finished the work, They dropped off their clothes right away. Shaila if they had to run or not. But as they said in Rambam, Koyanim shelo should be vikuna shelo b'shas avoido afilu b'migdash loikim. About the belt as a kasha, why the Rambam doesn't say Koyan shegomar lavoid gets addressed mispashes miyad. So what is the shiur? 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. What is the head? A very shmer is up. But as they said in Rambam, shelo b'shas avoid you like it. B'shas da'avoida, you are. We ask the kasha, be'idne, be'avne, and we answer. But those are shita satesis, till Tesis wants to learn out from here, all of the klolim of Esa de Chalaisis, and he says, you could learn out from here, just mitzvah sebekach, like I said, when it's a mitzvah sebekach, you can't learn out, because here Hashem doesn't have a breire, so, and not only that, it's a ve'oid. Look at Tesis, ve'oid, avoid a shayni. Not even mitzvah sebekach, ve'oid. Tesis is not so pashut why we don't learn out from Big Dikyuna. And again, lefi that we have to know taket when the Kayanim have to rush. It's Tesis. I loy shomati the Kayanim. I don't remember loy shomati. I'm a koy loy shomati. My voice, a voice, I that we rush to take off the clothes. Loy shomano. Loy shomano. I got. Ari Shekasai also asked. What he has to do last minute. Vice toys, the answer is like Dochlanel, about the mitzvahs to wear the clothes. So Hashem gave a mitzvah to Kayani to wear clothes, b'shas da'avoido. It includes to get dressed normally before and after it. Like the Gemara says, l'kovet v'l'tifores. No, he's allowed to say hello or he has to run out. I finished the avoido. I have to run. Kayani Mzrizim. They finished the avoido, they ran out. They ran out? Or not? But they're allowed to stay. And my father was, Baruch Hashem, my father is better. My father was very sick. So we're in the hospital. Intensive care. Once in a day or two, people died near us. I mean, it's like in that place. People died the whole time. So, you know, quietly, the head of the doctor would come over. Koyhanim. Just to tell us, yeah? And everyone ran out. Every day, we were running out. Knocking people, running out. And Lazy says, what if you knock a guy? No. You have to run out. We ran out of the building. Not to be able to eat. In different departments, the Shadat is the Reis and the Rabbon. In the same department, the same room, the Reis and the Kula Alman. The Reis. So, Lechure, the Fidat, he would have to. That is Shidas Rab. Shidas Rabbeinu Tam, in one teret. That this is the right of Rabbeinu Tam in tzitzis, that tzitzis is mutar even balaylo, even when you're not mekayim the mitzvah, the same thing in Big Dikihun. Now, we're not saying that this is the pshat in the Raivit, because the Raivit himself holds that tzitzis is only mutar bayoyim. Tzitzis is not mutar b'shas halaylo. Tzitzis is not mutar balaylo. So this is Shittas. We have a second teretz. This is Rabbeinu Tam and Menoches Memalef, and one teretz that Big Dikihuna are similar to that Rabbeinu Tam. Normally Rabbeinu Tam is like the Mechudesh Dikishita that Tzitzis is Mutro Balaylo, Tzitzis is Mutro Lenoshim. It's a Shittas Rabbeinu Tam of Hutro. We mentioned it Bar Chove. Hutro Mikoyach Tchuyo. It's not Hutro Michloloi. So Rabbeinu Tam wants to say the same Lomdes of Tzitzis is in Big Dikihuna that after Hashem was Matir it stays Mutro forever. The Raivet doesn't learn that tzitzis like Rabbi Lutam. The Rambam, they hold tzitzis is only mutar bayoyim, it's osul lenoshim. So we can't go with that. And now we have the Raivet, that the Raivet asks on the Rambam, that we see that you're allowed to wear a big tikkuna, even shalei b'shas da'avoido. So the kasha is, of avos why? As the teretz is, zog de salevi very poshut. The Raivet learned, like tzitzis have a mina. Not like Rabbeinu Tam, not mitzad eser decheloiz, it says hutar michloloi. Now, and that stamp that he learned, that it's mitzad hutar michloloi, he had a raya. This is the raya. And if him tzitzis, even if it's hutro, we learn out the kol ha-teri kula eser decheloiz, it says. Such a shver a sugi, till we manage, in the end, to learn out from tzitzis. For ectasis, you don't have to have such a hard sugya. Big de kihuna, big de kihuna, big de kihuna is kilayim, and you're allowed to wear them. Hari tzitzis is not kilayim. It's a drosha, smuchim, beget mishnah, beget semer. Yeah, we don't have the foolish apostle that you wear kilayim betzitzis. It's a smuchim. Bidi kahuna is mamash kilayim. Flektasis, learn out from there. So the Ravid said, Eina chanami, muchach from do, that kilayim betzitzis and bigdi kahuna, it's not a parsha of kilayim, but mainly you don't learn out from it. So, be'etzem, this basis is be'etzem a sikum and the whole sugya be'etzem. We finished the learning the whole sugya yesterday, chalaisis, be'etzem we have a kasha, learn out from bigdi kahuna. And the answer is, the reason Tesis never asked that kasha, because he had a teretz. Who told me chloroi? He never learned that it's a kasha. It's what the... How you're a good shot. Tesis never learned that it's a kasha. Who told me chloroi? Bing the kahuna is b'chlam ishkilayim, like the Raimer. He had a kasha in our sugya. If it's who told me chloroi, so how you learn out from kilayim, but tzitzis is a pircha. Mikoyach there, he switched. It's not a pircha. It's Esedei Chaloisus, eh? So Tesis has a kasha. But till Heyam Udbeis, Tesis learned Bigdi Kehuna Zuta Mikloloi. Because at the Rikulo, Hashem never asked it. It's a kind of material. This is the way you do the clothes. It's a Zevi Chaylev Chaya. Tesis even didn't mention it's a kasha. Only it was a pirche. Don't learn out Kilayim Betzitzis. So he had to say it. So does it arrive at shit? If you see the Bisalevi inside, he asks us from different places that it's not so muchach that the Ravid will learn hutar michloloi, but that's the shame. Azayt echeir. This is the first chelik of Tesis. Now Tesis comes with a second kasha, that is the second inyan b'knei hatzmoi. Now we have another case of sugya of esedei chaloisus of esreif haskotshim, but that's the shame that we're going to see something.
What's the order? Bible?